In the coming days, the first offshore wind farm in the U.S. will begin commercial operation. The Block Island Wind Farm off the coast of Rhode Island is modest, just 5 turbines that, at capacity, will produce enough electricity to power about 17,000 homes. But advocates say it's the first step in a national strategy to harvest offshore wind and create a new industry with thousands of jobs. Bruce Gellerman from Here and Now contributor WBUR got a blustery tour of Block Island Wind.
It's a gorgeous New England autumn day, dockside at Quonset Point, Rhode Island. Crisp, clear blue skies, calm seas.
We're going to get underway here shortly. Enjoy the ride.
The captain of the ferry, Ada Pearl, powers up the catamaran's turbo engines. We leave Narragansett Bay, picking up speed as we hit open water. And head to Block Island Sound, 15 miles south. It's a course that offshore wind power advocates believe charts the way to the nation's renewable energy future.
Look, we need jobs, but more importantly, we need a clean environment.
Roy Coulomb is business manager of the International Association of Iron Workers, Local 37, serving southern Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
We have children and grandchildren just like everybody else. We breathe the same air, drink the same water as everybody else.
This voyage to the Block Island Wind Farm brings blue-collar workers, green environmentalists, business, and elected officials together, sharing stories about the fruits of their 8-year endeavor to make the nation's first offshore wind farm possible. The $300 million project required the skills of electricians, ocean divers, and welders who built the steel structures on land.
And then we went out there and we did all the rigging on the water.
Good work?
Very good work.
What does it pay an hour?
Well, we're union guys, and our package is about $60 an hour, top benefits and wages and the whole bit.
Block Island Wind also got enthusiastic buy-in from environmental groups. Catherine Bowes of the National Wildlife Federation was on board, singing the praises of the project.
What's exciting about offshore wind is that it can be an incredibly wildlife-friendly energy source if done right. And this project is an example of how you do it right, not only from the ocean planning process that selected the site, but also how the company went about the construction and making sure that the timing and the nature of the activities out on the water were not a threat to endangered right whales that frequent this area.
The wind picks up as we make slow figure eights around the turbine towers set half a mile apart. The site 3 miles off the Block Island coast was selected because the wind blows strong and steady here, precisely when it's needed the most, when electricity demand peaks in the late afternoon and early evening. But just try doing an interview in it. Matt Morrissey laughs and catches hold of me as I grab my hat and headphones. We go inside the ship's cabin where it's quiet and calm, but Morrissey doesn't mind the wind. For him, it means money.
This is the sound of capacity.
Morrissey is vice president of Deepwater Wind, which developed the Block Island Wind Farm.
In the Rhode Island, Massachusetts wind energy area, the wind is as strong as any wind resource anywhere in the world. This is truly a globally significant wind resource, which allows for this level of energy to be produced.
At full capacity, Block Island's 5 offshore turbines will produce 30 megawatts of electricity. That's enough to serve more than 17,000 homes. 10% of the wind farm's output will be used to replace Block Island's diesel electric generators. The rest will flow by undersea cable and into the region's electrical grid. These aren't quaint old world windmills. Each GE turbine weighs 400 tons. From sea surface to horizontal blade tip, the towers are twice the height of the Statue of Liberty.
These turbines are approximately 600 feet tall, and the blade width represents a size that if you put the center on the second base of Fenway Park, the blades would be overhanging all of the 3 walls of the stadium.
In a word, massive. And building this wind farm in the open sea is expensive. But Deepwater VP Matt Morrissey says it'll pay off.
Just like any other technology, the cost of offshore wind will continue to come down and will likely be cost competitive with any new generation source in 10 years.
Given the expected demand, Morrissey says Deepwater Wind plans to build hundreds of turbines, far bigger and more powerful, further out at sea to increase the power per tower. Massachusetts-based American Superconductor has preliminary plans for Sea Titan turbines, behemoth generators, three times as powerful as those at Block Island Wind. And scientists at the University of Maine are designing floating turbines for the very deep seas off the West Coast and Hawaii. Labor leader Roy Cooley.
It's going to happen, I believe. I believe it'll happen.
Block Island marks a milestone as the nation undergoes a clean energy transformation. It's just the first step in what U.S. Energy Secretary Ernie Moniz calls the nation's offshore wind strategy.
In principle, we could generate roughly twice as much electricity as the country currently uses from offshore wind.
The future of wind is on the horizon, and New England communities are competing for a piece of the action.
We want, in the long run, to be seen as the center of green energy on the East Coast.
John Mitchell is the mayor of New Bedford, Massachusetts. It's home to the nation's largest commercial fishing fleet, and it's where developers of the more distant offshore wind farms plan to stage their projects.
Just because we've done a lot of work on this in the last few years doesn't guarantee success. We've got to be ready to compete against other cities. We've got to outsmart them. We've got to out-hustle them, and that's what we intend to do.
Call it the winds of change. The political, economic, and corporate pieces are now aligned, at least for Block Island. And from the ports where ships once set sail in search of whale oil to satisfy the world's need for fuel, today there are hopes New England will begin the transformation of the nation's energy landscape into a vast, clean, renewable seascape. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellerman.